you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of
No Need for Apologies.
I'm Monroe Martin.
And I'm Derek Gaines.
And we have another quarantine episode for your stankin' asses.
Stankin'.
Everybody just wearing sunglasses? Is that what the fuck you're doing?
Well, no, I'll take mine off.
Fuck that. Let's rock out. We're rocking out.
All right.
Everybody over here wanna be chilling.
Richie Reddy. I'm trying to remember. He got the frugal freight. What are they? The
blue blockers, baby.
Blue blockers.
Yeah, son.
I had a pair before.
The same quality of sunglasses you can get at any gas station, right here.
Blue blockers. They go hard. I like them.
You're rocking Dennis Rodman joints, though.
Oh yeah, it's my mom's glasses. I don't know.
Yeah, not necessarily for the fellas.
Yeah, these are girl glasses. These are whole chick glasses right here.
The box lady sunglasses.
Absolutely. It's the first glass I found. It's my mom's shades, whatever. My shades are still, I got to put my shades in the shop because my dog chewed them up a few years ago.
You can't put shades in the shop.
If you can't find glasses, it's fine, man.
So, Derek, is this your childhood room?
Yeah, my mom's dead. That's my mom's like, office slash dead. My childhood room is next door, but that's my aunt's room now. So I don't really have a childhood room.
Got moved out.
After my nana passed away, my aunt moved in and took my room. But at that time, I was already moved out. So,
right.
I was already in Brooklyn.
You got to sleep hanging upside down on that chair.
That's great. Like, the blood do rush. It will. It will catch you. But now I sleep on the couch. I got new couches. My mom got a new couch, so it's a nice couch.
No air mattress?
Nah, just couching it. Just out here, back on my BI, just doing the couch thing. But yeah, it's a new couch, so it's very soft, very nice. There's Netflix and food and all that good stuff. So I'm not really losing. It's just I'm not in New York, but there's nothing to do in New York, so you might as well be home.
Hey, this is a tropical episode.
All right,
so everybody chilling, and I got some wine, and I got a little Mexican wine. Let's do this shit. Yeah, fuck that. We living in the lap of luxury right now.
There you go, boy.
So what brought you to Florida, man? What made you run down to Florida? Because that's where it's at. That's where it's at.
You don't know about this?
Go ahead, man. Touch the subject. Go ahead.
Yeah. It's been intense, dude. It's been a real – like, we got out of New York. I came home from – I was doing Miami Comedy Inn, and I was watching the news and saw that when de Blasio said there's going to be 1,000 cases in New York, I was like, nah, that means 10,000 cases. That means it's on fire in a week.
Absolutely.
So I came home early, and we went straight to her parents' house in Jersey. And they're snowbirds. They're down here for the winter. Yeah. And then the day that we moved to Jersey, they started feeling sick. And then 2 days later, they were, like, real sick. Yeah. And we had to call the ambulance for them. Took 3 ambulances before somebody actually took them. And then the second that they got to the hospital, they intubated her dad and put him on a breathing machine.
Damn.
And he was on a ventilator for 20 days, and her mom was on one for 8 days. So when mom got off the ventilator, we came down. We fucking dashed down here. We rented a car and came down. It was 17 hours door to door from Jersey to South Florida.
Yeah. Wow. You just left the dad?
Huh? No, dad's in the hospital.
I know. You ain't nobody stay to bring us some applesauce, the Chinese food?
Motherfucker. No, he's in the hospital here, and the problem is that no one.
I thought you left him out, but
no, the dad's down there too, man.
Yeah, on a ventilator, you should just shove Chinese food down it, you fucking animal.
Look, man, that's customary.
Just pour lo mein juice down it. That'd be real nice.
When somebody in the hospital, you got to bring them food, even if they don't eat it.
Always want to eat. He's talking about me, sick. You like food, but Chinese? And Chinese. You could have got him a salad.
Shove an egg roll.
Yeah. Nobody wants a salad when they're in a hospital.
Yeah, but you can't get in right now. Yeah. So he's been in the hospital for like almost 40 days now, I think. Mm-hmm. So we're just down here taking care of mom. And I'm doing all the cooking, all the house managing,
yeah.
And taking golf cart rides like a G, you know.
You got a new haircut. You really went all out. You got the two cuts
to
the side of your head.
Trying to wild out. That's Richie Wright.
Yeah, this motherfucker went down south.
Midlife crisis.
I'm just. This is the haircut I wanted when I was 13 years old, but my mom wouldn't let me have it.
Oh, all right.
So,
okay, that's dope.
I might pierce my ear. I don't know. I mean, dude, it's quarantine rules.
Or pierce your ear,
everybody, man. Everybody different.
I say pierce it. Get that shit pierced. I have my ears pierced. I have both of them pierced. And then I was like, man, I ain't putting real diamonds in them. So I just stopped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But my ear got expected when I was like 7. So it's been bracelets and watches and chains.
Yeah, 7. Oh, you're probably allergic to some shit.
Yeah, something happened. My earlobe got infected, and then I was like, I don't need earrings. I'm good.
Derek, is that Michelle Obama shirt from a dead homie shop at the mall?
That's so funny. Yeah, Rich Salter made it for me.
Really? He did? Rich Salter really made that for you?
No, yeah. This could have been from the gallery, but no, I bought this. I'm one of them goofy stores. I thought
it was dope, though. Yeah, that was dope.
Look like she's saying at a concert. Look like a Whitney Houston concert t-shirt.
Yeah.
Right.
Very nostalgic.
If you have a dead homie, Rich Salter is the guy to make the t-shirt for you.
Yeah.
Why didn't he make Chris t-shirts?
I don't know who made Chris t-shirts.
But no, I'm saying because Rich would have hit us up if he made a Chris t-shirt. He didn't.
He didn't.
That nigga, oh, it's a dead homie t-shirt.
Yeah, we need a dead homie t-shirt.
The airbrush.
That's what I'm saying. If so, fact though, Rich Salter owes us a dead homie shirt.
Absolutely.
With a little airbrush on it for fun.
I know. I've thought multiple times during this quarantine that I wish we had some Chris Cotton, like quarantine content walking around Philly.
Yeah.
Look, nobody's here. It's fucked up. Nobody
did it.
He would have definitely did it, man. I was looking through. I posted a couple of pictures from my wedding, and that was really the last time I saw Chris, man. Like, hung out with him was at the fucking wedding. And I was like, God damn it.
He brought the khakis with the cuff in the crease to the wedding, didn't he?
With the orange tie, with the black on black, with the goddamn.
Black on black with the orange. Yeah, he did it.
Yeah, man, that nigga came looking like a pumpkin salesman.
Oh. Like, his whole theme was fall. It was very earth tone, very nice pumpkins and or tangerines.
The wedding was in the spring, so he was just the season off.
Yeah, it was weird. Yeah, he looked like November. The nigga looked like the whole month of November walking there.
Yeah.
Whenever a fat dude is dressed up, you know, it's like, well, this is the shirt that fits right now. So, the only one I can get button in this bitch.
I did the best I could at this.
But the problem is fly clothes, because I've been on both spectrums. I've been like damn near 300 pounds, and now I'm like 260. Fat clothes don't exist. You gotta have the best style, or you gotta have money to really be a fly fat dude. He's gonna be dope sweatsuits and Jordans. So, because I showed up at Chris's wedding in a similar outfit. I had on fucking khakis with a blue shirt. I looked like I ran a Staples.
Yeah.
And I showed up by myself and ate two meals.
There you go. There you go.
You were your own plus one.
Yeah. I was big enough.
The manager at Staples. Ah.
Dude, it's also tough to pull off goofy-ass tall clothes.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Dude, the Jordan documentary? How about my man when he's golfing? How fucking goofy does he look?
I didn't see it though. I didn't get to see it yet. Out, yeah, you I don't have ESPN.
Great.
We don't pay for
get
ESPN,
the code, bro.
Huh?
Get the code.
What's the code?
I don't know. Somebody got the code. You're black.
Ain't nobody got no code but ESPN.
Yo, come on.
Richie, Derek, you got a code? I'm asking Derek. Do you got a code?
I got cable, nigga. It just came with the box. Yeah, I got cable. Mom's got cable, so I got everything except HBO. I got HBO at the moment, but yeah. I don't have Cinemax and Stars.
Got the mom plan.
Got the mom plan. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I should hit up my mom. My mom probably knows how to get that shit for free.
Somebody's got the code.
Yeah.
I bet your pockets can steal that shit for you.
Yeah. Jordan's never been a dresser, though. Jordan, as stylist as the Jordan brand is, he's not a stylist guy. His jeans have no shape to them. They're always straight up and down.
His suits were pretty plain. He looked like a deacon before every game.
His suits all look like Paula Poundstone's.
Yeah, they did have the same designer. Wait, is there Paula Poundstone
over there
for touching kids?
Yeah, but then 9/11 happened and she got off the hook. She was right back on NPR. That?
Wait, was she touching girl kids or guys?
I don't know. I know she was just touching underage kids.
I think she was eating some 16-year-old foster kid pussy.
Wow.
When them towers went down, all went away.
She was like, oh, back to regular schedule programs.
Yo, bro, true like that.
So where were we?
She was eating ribs. She just opened up the little package. She just dabbed that foster pussy off.
Austin pussy is hilarious. That is hilarious.
Oh man. Oh no, wow. That's crazy.
Who got out of the hot seat the most because of COVID? You know somebody was in the cooker.
Who? I don't know, because Weinstein still went to jail. The nigga tried to get a heart attack. He tried everything to get out of jail. He tried to get a heart attack, get heart surgery.
He's probably paying Chinese dudes in jail to cough in his face.
Yeah. Ended up in cell block C. Uh-huh.
6ix9ine got out.
6ix9ine out. Well, yeah.
He got out.
Is he going to get got?
He ain't dead yet. He ain't dead yet.
I don't think he's going to be dead.
You guys listen to the podcast about him?
No, which one?
What's up?
Yeah, Infamous. It's great. It's like it's 8 episodes of nothing but that story. Okay. But the only reason that he might live is that like all of Trey 9 went to jail because he sold them all out.
Oh wow! But when Trey 9 get out, I just hope they're in there for a while and forget about that young nigga. Because
I mean, ain't nobody going to forget. You got nothing but time on your hand to remember.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, just push ups and a picture.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
He's probably going to dye his hair regular color.
He's going to get Sideshow Bob.
Yeah.
He's going to get Sideshow Bob because Sideshow Bob wanted Bart. Sideshow Bob wanted Bart.
Yeah.
He wanted Bart dead.
I will actually say, when I was younger, that episode, that whole like saga gave me anxiety.
Yeah.
That shit was realistic.
Bob wanted Bart all the way gone, bro. Yeah. I was like, Jesus. It was wild. He's a child. So, yeah, man.
What if Tekashi just goes full? What if he goes full Mexican? And he's just like rocking a sombrero and shit and a bullet necklace.
You see those pictures of him at the bull races or the Olympics or whatever, and he had the Mexican flag tied around him? This one, he was like, oh. And he was like in Mexico with the bulls and the Mexicans. So he might be able to flee. He might be all right. You know, like imperative.
But it ain't like Mexico is better. They still got their problems down there too. So he'll end up getting into some sort of trouble. I don't wish death on the young man. I want him to be successful. Do you think he can have a career after this?
If him and Bobby do a track together, maybe.
Well, when the hell is Bobby getting out?
This summer. He get on July.
How he didn't get out because of COVID? Why didn't his goddamn shit?
Because he's black. I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah. they went in for the same shit, kind of. Both of them went in for racketeering, right? Like some sort of, like.
Richie, like, usually knows all of this. I'm waiting for Richie to drop some Snapple numbers.
I don't know much about Shmurda other than that he basically confessed to a murder in a song. Uh-huh. And he implicated his boys in a murder. Like, there was a track that they listened to it, and it was like he gave so much detail on it as to where it was and who was there.
What happened to just lying about how much money you have? Like, rap don't have to be real to be good. Right? Yeah. What Jay-Z said,
what about faking the front? What happened to just faking, like fronting like buck teeth? Niggas really want to be killers out here as well.
Dude.
Yeah.
That's why I'm still a fan of Drake. Drake ain't never killed nobody. He ain't never smacked nobody. He still enjoys
you see that latest video he got showing his $100 million mansion? Drake on another, he on another
level. Which one, the Tootsie Slide?
The Tootsie Slide.
Oh.
That's his crib he running around.
Damn.
That's his crib.
That he got his homies living there with him.
Oh, yeah. You got $100 million. Of course, niggas going to be sprouted around the I wouldn't want to live there by myself.
Look at that lady walking behind Richie. That lady that lady is hilarious.
Ah, dude. I'm the youngest, most virile thing around here.
Yeah, there you go, man.
Yeah, it's an over 55 community, but most people are over 70. I got the best head of hair and the only working dick in like 4 miles.
And they calling you all over.
They you'll like, be the karate instructor.
Mm-hmm. Yo, yeah, you can start a Zumba class or some shit. Do that DDP yoga.
Richie Redding karate? Oh, yeah, you get the American flag karate gi. Oh, them old people eat your ass up.
It's like, ooh, Mr. Redding, am I doing this such as right?
Hey, babe, I'm going down to the center to teach the old folk Taekwondo. I'll be back in a few hours. But yeah, you got the deep cover. Like, you could be either that or like an undercover cop who's posing as a music producer in Florida. Like, it's just, I'm like, good for Richie. I don't know. I think I like the new look, bro. I've never seen you like this. This is true.
I'm happy. I'm happy that you changed your look. I always applaud people just stepping outside of themselves.
And I've never done it before at all. But
never seen part it.
Also is that, like, I mean, whoever's saying that there's going to be a baby boom because of coronavirus is having a very different quarantine than I'm having.
Okay.
Yeah, my wife afraid to get pregnant.
She's trying to?
No, she don't want it now because of the whole quarantine shit. She don't want to have a quarantine baby.
Dude, I'm getting no play out here. No. Turns out both of your parents being on death door isn't exactly an aphrodisiac for the lady.
There you go. Good call.
You like, how you ain't wet? I'm hard as a rock. Sadness makes me aroused.
She's growing a bush. She's fucking thicker than my mustache. So that's just like crazy. A chastity belt right now.
Oh, man. Damn.
That's wild.
When you go down like this, you got a whole Ray Charles thing happening there with the lamp.
Yeah, every time you move, bro, you kind of look like you want some Ray Charles. It's something funny.
I'm going to keep it up now. Hell, shit, lead into it.
I got a woman, well, town. That's
it to me.
Yeah. Yep. Anyway, that's so funny.
I'm not saying she's a gold digger.
But she ain't messing with no finish it, Ricky.
About my boy my drug dealer friend and Stevie Wonder.
Okay.
No. Go on.
Go on.
Where's and he was always straight up about, like, you know, people that he told me that he was in contact with, like, they were all verified.
Yeah.
But he used to be a concierge at the Four Seasons, and that's how he got his, like, high-end client base started. Yeah. And Stevie Wonder would have a standing order for 50 ecstasy pills every time he came into Philly.
Wow.
And he would usually re-up on him before he left. And I was like, man, get the fuck out of here. There's no way. He's like, have you ever seen him on TV in an interview? Like, yeah. He's like, all right, well, how many times would somebody say something and he would just get the biggest smile you've ever seen and, like, react for, like, 5 seconds and then say something?
That's
like,
because he rolled on E?
He's like, dude is rolling.
See, but we never thought that because we just thought that was typical blind behavior. We're like, I don't know about the eyes. Blind people always miss.
But then also, he's like, and he's like, look up Stevie Wonder depression. And he supposedly deals with depression. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, they call it Suicide Monday because 2 days after you roll, all your serotonin is gone and fucking you're just depleted.
Mm. Oh.
So my man might be on some ups and downs.
Damn.
That's crazy, bro. That's a mind blow right there. That's crazy. I would never have thought that.
I mean, you ain't snitching. He earned the right to be rolling.
Songs in the Key of Life. All of them. I love you. Happy birthday. Yeah, he lived past Ray Charles. So
I've always wondered what happens when blind people take acid. Do they see shit?
They probably do though, because he wasn't born blind, right? Didn't he get like losing sight, the scarlet fever, or some shit too?
I don't know.
Yeah, so he probably just sees shit that he saw as a child. Like, he don't see the adult version of it.
He's like waist high and everything. He's like so tall. he sees a big ass titty to drink out of.
You see a bunch of negatives. Like, he don't see nothing but, like, negative, like, everything's, like, reverse. Yeah.
Yeah, like, he probably has daredevil vision. I don't know.
Yeah,
but how
everything's, about like, Chris? In motion. Everything's, like, predator. He got predator vision.
But an even better question is, how do blind people know when they're done wiping their ass?
Hmm. Well, it starts to sting, I guess, right?
Yeah, I mean, they got to wipe to the meat. So they're just wiping raw. They just sit there and wipe.
They can't look back at the tissue, so I guess when they feel the rawness.
Or
but your other senses are supposed to get like even more keen. So can they just hear a clean ass?
Yeah.
So okay, so they know what a clean ass sounds like.
Or they just got to smell. They be like. Like getting closer.
Now you put a fork in a cake to see if it's done. Like you put your finger back there. If it's still,
we gotta put this one back in.
Oh no! Oh, put a toothpick. Oh wow, that's terrible. But shit, blind people know.
I feel like they have a bidet, or they just let the dog.
They gotta have a bidet.
Or they just got the dog doing it.
But this is a thing I actually know is that it's seen eye dogs. I asked the dude how they know where the shit is when they got a dog. They got a the shit's on the street.
Yeah.
And the dog holds its arch. It holds its hunch.
Yeah.
Until the guy picks it up, and there's like the back hip joint. If you go straight down from the back hip, then the poop is there. And they feel around with the bag.
I think it's unfair that a blind person has to pick up seeing eye dog shit. Like, that should be the one perk, is that you don't have to pick up the shit. Yeah.
Nah, people will take advantage, man. You will go out there with those shades on. Every time you take a shit, your dog has to take a shit.
And then you be
just to fake it.
Yeah.
Just play blind in your neighborhood.
I'm like, oh, I didn't even see it. I didn't know. My bad. I thought he was peeing.
Yeah, people don't like shit on their lawn, man. I've been walking my dog, and Cooper is an asshole because he'll go deep into somebody's lawn and not care.
No,
like,
you
with
can't
the windows
you
open.
Can't. You can't
I'm like,
let
come
him go
on. I mean, pull him, and then I pull him a little, but then he starts to squat to go to the bathroom, and then niggas come out like, yo, what's up? You be like, all right.
Yeah,
I got my green bag right here. Relax. We're in Lindenwald. Stop getting bulky.
But dog and shit and pee kills the grass.
Got him on the leash, right?
Yeah, make them shit on the curb because it kills the, like, what if they're trying to grow their grass? Like, dog pee and all that shit kills your grass.
All right.
Yeah.
He goes deep.
Chloe might fuck with his ass up here.
Huh?
He pees Chloe on the curb, but he shits in the whole lawn. So I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What'd called you say? A surface preference.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, some dogs like Winnie, Chloe's dog, she doesn't like shitting on the sidewalk. She's the same way. She likes shitting on those little
little grass
patches. The little grass patches where the where people be trying to grow flowers and shit. She'll try to go right in there and be like,
right,
nah.
Right next to where Nick's Parallel Park with all the gas and emissions. Yeah, that's good. City living.
Yeah.
My dog likes to shit on grass. The dumbest thing my girlfriend's ever done is, like, Chloe was, I think she had kennel cough or something. She was sick. Mm-hmm. So Lisa ordered a patch of sod and tried to, and so we had, like, you know, 6 square feet of grass, and she was trying to get her to shit on that in the apartment. It's like, if you don't get the fuck out of here, this inside shitting lawn. Baby, I'll try. She can't go outside right now. A woman, you are not training this dog to shit inside after 9 years of shitting outside.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's crazy. With outside stuff. That's so funny.
How does dog do during inside? This whole thing?
My dog is thriving.
She loves it. She loves the sunlight and all that shit.
Yeah, she just thinks it's the longest fucking weekend ever.
When are y'all coming back? Do you know when y'all may be coming back, or?
I mean, you know, we're just putting family first right now, man. You know, like, especially as long as the city's still shut down. But yeah. I mean, being realistic, I don't think comedy's coming back for a minute, man. He's like,
when do you think it's coming back?
The fall. Earliest?
Yeah, well, I thought December, but I put in my head December. So
that's what I really think. I didn't want to depress you guys.
I've been in the house for 6 weeks. I haven't thought all this shit. So it's like,
have you ever been on stage? I know you've had this when you're on stage, and you know we see the lighting is different for us than the audience.
Yeah.
You ever just like really say something emphatically, and you see your own spit going all over the front row.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
gonna be. Our profession requires people spitting on each other if they enjoy themselves.
Yeah. Wow.
That's gonna be a second. Especially if Derek's beatboxing.
I don't do that joke no more. Thank you so much.
Monroe, how gross is it going up after this fucking guy beatboxes?
I don't think I've had to follow him beatboxing that many times.
Dude, it's like he deep throats the mic, and that thing, the balls are wet, the taint is wet, just the whole fucking thing.
No, Derek be going in, and he sweats. Derek go up there, but Derek really going in, that motherfucker be sweating, so you're going to have to, it's going to be wet sweat. Regardless.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do comedy in a rain jacket.
Uh-huh. You know what's crazy? Yeah. Yeah. What's crazy is that sex juice doesn't transmit the coronavirus. So you could legitimately both be masked up and have raw dog sex and not get it.
That's good to know because there's a few girls I'm interested in. So therefore,
but
you going to go raw dog as soon as the quarantine over there?
No, I ain't going to. You know me.
Hell
yeah. I like how Derek went, I ain't gonna do that. You know me. That's a contradiction, Derek. You know me. You said, no, I ain't gonna do that. You know me. Two different things, because I know you. I'm like, don't say that.
I'm not really thinking about it right now, but I'll cross that bridge when I get there. I don't know. But yeah,
you really depressed. You ain't thinking about booty.
I'm always thinking about booty. You know I am. No, but I'm just out of sorts today. I'm just in a bad mood today.
What the fuck happened?
I was supposed to record my Netflix special today, so I'm just sitting and looking at the backyard. Okay.
Did they postpone it?
It's just postponed until further notice. So it's just out there and open.
You're going to have more, but it's still going to be there. It ain't never going to get taken away. You got the contract signed. Like,
I got the news. When I got the news, I got the phone call from everybody. And then when it happened, I felt good about it. And then I remember that joy.
Yeah.
And then that joy quickly went out as soon as I saw what was going on. I was like, yeah.
Three words, Derek. Keep Pete alive. That's all you need.
Oh, he's fine.
You need Pete Davidson to stay alive during the coronavirus.
Because he got Crohn's, so ain't that, can he be affected by the corona?
Yeah, he got pre-existing, but he's doing all right.
There's no such thing as a special that's the former friends of Pete Davidson.
Well, no, I would have to do it myself after that, but it's like, all right.
There's no in loving memory. Keep him alive. Send that boy
vitamins. I don't want to do it.
They'll do an in memoriam at the end of this.
Pour one out.
Terrible. I would hate that. Oh my god, it'd be like that'd be too awkward. Yeah, so I'm not. Well, whatever. So I'm glad. I mean,
I get what you're saying.
I just bummed out because I knew when it was going to happen. There was an actual date, but I'll get over it. It's like shit. It's like shit.
Then you got more jokes. You got more time to tighten shit up. You got more time to think about shit. So I don't know. I'm sorry that you can't do it at the time you want to do, but
yeah, but it's all right.
It ain't gone. Yeah,
there you go.
Maybe you have something to look forward to when this is over, man.
Yeah.
I'm trying to it's weird because I recorded an album the last weekend that comedy was alive. I did a 10 p.m. show Saturday, March 13th, and that's and that's what the album is going to be. I think it's the last album recorded. Like, I mean, it was. Tied somebody else that was doing one that night.
You going to release it like that? You're going to be like the night, like, you know how Rodney Dangerfield had the night the laughter died? You could be like the night the city shut down.
Night. Yeah.
Yeah.
The night the city, Ricky Redden, the night the city shut down. That's pretty dope.
Yeah. That'd be dope.
Yeah, I don't know. Because, like, I make reference to it like three times and we're keeping that in. But, you know, I don't know if that's going to move the needle at all with it. But, like, you'll definitely know when it was, you know, just because I mentioned the pandemic and people being spread out and shit. But luckily Miami didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And I learned that weekend that being a Trump supporter outweighs medical training. That there's three nurses at the show that they all tried to come up to me and like give me a hug. Like, it was so funny. I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. Cause I was already socially distancing. They're like, what, you believe this shit? I was like, yeah. They're like, we're nurses, you're fine. Like, okay, keep that energy.
Yeah, yeah, man. And then didn't some head ER doctor off herself 2 days ago in New York?
Whoa, what? Why?
Because it was all the pressure of everybody dying at the hospital. She took herself out. The devastation of corona. She couldn't take it.
Oh, wow.
She was like a head ER doctor, emergency room doctor in Manhattan. Young lady. I think she was in her either late 30s
or 40s. I feel sorry for her family, but that's kind of unfair.
Sure.
Yeah. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Well, the problem is that doctors are very good at killing themselves. Seriously. Vets, you know, veterinarians have the highest suicide rate of any profession.
Yeah.
And
all right.
Yeah. It's an epidemic. And they and part of it is because there's almost no such thing as a suicide attempt for them.
Yeah.
Because
they get it right on the first try.
Yeah.
One and done.
Damn.
But, you know, I mean, part of their job is euthanizing things, so they know how to euthanize themselves.
They've been practicing on animals for so long.
Yeah.
So they're well-trained. They're studied. If they want to take themselves out, they can.
Have any of y'all ever tried to take yourselves out before?
Huh?
You ever try to take yourself out?
When I was 13, I was talking that good shit because I was getting teased at school.
He's not and talking that good shit. Like,
look, this happened. I either want to fight or I want to learn karate or I'm killing myself because no one – was to be my friend. Girls don't talk to me at school. So my mom looked me dead in my face. She was like, nigga, girls don't talk to you at school. That's why you don't kill yourself. What happens when you leave me, nigga? I was like, you love me, right? I was like, yeah. She was like, well, it wouldn't feel like you love me if you took yourself out, and it wouldn't. I was like, yeah, okay, you're right. All right, I'll go outside and do some push-ups. And then that was the end of that. And never again. Never again.
Never again. I was in a group home, and I stuck a key in a socket. And I got electrocuted, and that shit threw me back. Like, it legit threw me back. I took a fucking brass key in a socket. It was like, and it threw me back.
Did you try to kill yourself or just to see what would happen?
I think I tried. I would say I tried. Because you know what's going to happen. I was like, I wasn't even that depressed. And that's what made me go, what the fuck am I doing? Like, I was like, I ain't even that depressed.
That's like Bi-Curious, but for suicide.
Yeah, it was like, funny. I was fine with it, but yeah, I was fine. Like, I was fine with the thought of going out.
You was cute for suey. You was cute for suicide.
Did you have Don King hair or anything?
No, it just, so, have you ever been electrocuted?
Nah.
Yeah.
All right, you have? So electrocution at that level, because it just feels like you're being shaken really fucking fast, really hard. Like,
yeah.
Like, you're like, holy shit. And then,
did you say the N-word 5 times really fast just now?
That's black electrocution. Here's my impression of a black person getting to do it again.
But luckily you were wearing Timberland. So
yeah, I know.
I have my Tims to ground me.
No, I was in a really bad funk for a minute when I was like drinking and drugging, and I like intellectualized suicide, but it was just, yeah. I was just like, you know, on some poor me shit, and like the world would be better off without me type thing, but I never actually like had any kind of plans.
Yeah.
But plus, I was always distraught. Like, if I made a mistake, I'd be just messed up for the rest of my life. Remember like that? Remember those talk shows where it'd be the guy that drank lighter fluid?
Oh,
and now his whole body, like, you got to push food down. Like, he didn't do it. Like, he fucked up, and now he's not dead, but he's, like, messed up bad.
That's worse.
So there needs to be a follow-up on the fire challenge. Remember on Vine?
Oh, yeah, when people was, yeah!
What's the fire challenge?
You remember that?
No.
Kids were setting themselves up, and they put, like, lighter fluid on and try to burn it off and not burn
it. It was always some gay thug in Atlanta in the shower.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Light themselves on fire. It's crazy. I'm like, nah.
Wow.
Fire challenge. It was a thing. I was like, y'all niggas stupid. Like, it happened. I've seen girls light their ass on fire by accident.
Yo, I think those challenges are started purposely to troll just to see how many people will really do it. Yeah. I don't even think they truly are like, yo, this shit is fun. They're like, yo, let's see how many dickheads we can get to fucking.
But it'd be a lot of black kids. I'd be like, what's the problem with y'all?
Yeah, that's how you're going to take out the black generation, the young black generation. You're going to get them to do stupid challenges. Black people ain't eating Tide Pods. Black people, black kids aren't eating Tide Pods because their mom would beat the shit out of for wasting laundry detergent.
Yeah, Tide Pods were expensive.
Yeah.
Another one that was strictly white kids was, I think they called it the Kylie Jenner Challenge.
Oh, sucking the lips?
When they were sucking the bottle, but they kept getting stuck.
Yeah.
Man.
That's
tough.
And it's all came up, but y'all had all the challenges before internet. Like, when y'all was huffing, y'all was always an after-school special. When it was huffing,
you never huffed? I huffed, and I smacked the shit out of my head on the sink.
Yeah,
you never huffed before?
A seated sport.
Yeah. Yo, all this shit, all my antics were like group home shit, because you're in group homes with a mixture. It's black kids, white kids, and Hispanic, and that's pretty much it, right? And the white kids will get you to do cool shit. They're like, yo, you want to huff? And you're like, sure. And you do this, the pass out game, and you're like,
huff, huff, huff. That's not huffing.
No, I'm saying the pass out game and the huffing is where you breathe in aerosol.
We would do the pass out game just to get out of class.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I didn't I guess I wasn't cool like y'all, because I tell them cool. Myself I messed up.
I don't feel cool. I don't feel cool smacking my head on the steak.
Well, I didn't do, I just got good grades and tried to go to steakhouses when I was young. That was my whole thing.
The funniest pass out I ever saw was that there was, there's these two twins.
Okay.
What the hell are they? It was Jill and Jessica. I can't remember the last name. They looked exactly like, the only way you could tell them apart was one of them had a severe lisp.
Okay.
And we're in, I think it was like chemistry class in high school. And all of a sudden, one of them just fucking hits the deck, right? And like, even the teacher didn't know which one was which. I was like, are you okay? Like, you know, was stuttering on the name because they didn't know which one it was.
Okay.
And this girl gets up real slow and looks around and goes, what happened, Jessica? Like, oh, it's Jill.
What happened, Jessica? He's like, yes.
That's so great.
That's hilarious.
Jessica. Oh, she hit it with the after she got. Oh, that's the one. That's
is the that one. How about lightning? You guys ever have a close call with some lightning?
No.
With some, say again?
Lightning.
Like lightning striking. No. Oh, but no, that was a fear of mine for a long time because I spent a lot of time in like wooded, not wooded, but like fieldy areas, and that's where motherfuckers be getting struck at.
Struck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was on the Schuylkill River with my senior year in college, and you guys know I was involved with rowing.
Yeah.
And just this like freak storm kicked up that it was like it was hail and shit. It was like one of those summer storms.
Yeah.
And so it's just suddenly hailing. It's fucking crazy wind, and we go for the the public boathouse that's near like Strawberry Mansion Bridge.
Yeah.
So we just like haul ass for that, and our coach is trying to like shepherd us over there, and it's weird when lightning happens really close to you because like you almost don't see it, you hear it more than anything.
Okay.
But it's like blinding and loud as fuck.
Yeah.
And this streak of lightning went from east to west straight across the river and fucking hit the back of my coach's boat, and it's the kind of boat that has the motor is really far away from the coach, which it usually isn't.
Yeah.
And wow. He fucking like went straight up, but all of us, our hair, like every fucking hair on our body was straight up, and he had like hair burns on his body.
Damn. There was some dude that got struck by lightning in a Hoboken parking lot like not too long ago. Mm-hmm. I think it was like last year.
Really? That's
crazy.
Yeah.
I had a kid that I was coaching that.
The reason I don't like lightning because cool happens. You just die.
Yeah, you'll get no powers.
Like in the movies, you get powers. You can
move shit with your mind. Yeah.
You can run fast. All kinds of cool stuff happens in the movies, but in real life.
You just burned up.
All those vaults going through your body at the same time. And then you look like, you don't get the speed force. That's why I don't like lightning, because you don't get the speed force.
You just look like a fish stick. Yeah, what's your superpower? I taste delicious.
delicious. That was actually
tartar sauce.
When that lightning hit was that for like days we could taste our fillings.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's that lightning crazy, bro.
Ass, boy. But yeah, this kid that I was coaching, he was a high school kid, and he was a lifeguard in Cape May, and he was in his lifeguard chair, and boom, the fucking chair itself got hit by lightning.
Yeah.
He got thrown like 15 feet, and they took him to the hospital. And against medical advice, he left. And then he had a race at like 6 o'clock the next morning and won. We're like, that's what the fuck I'm talking about.
Good for him.
It must have given him enough iron or whatever electrolytes that he needed in order to get that good. He caught the tail end of that. So
that is serious voltage.
Yeah,
serious.
That, like, can't even be harnessed.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man. Like, lightning got Marty McFly back to the future. Like, we have to think. Like, in movies, lightning is powerful. So, in real life, you know it's going to take you out like that or your whole squad of taste-ache fillings. That's wild. That's mind-blowing right there.
Yeah, most likely you're just going to wind up on a Rich Salter t-shirt.
That's it.
With some lightning bolts.
Yeah, like he'll probably put like a lightning bolt in the background, like Gone But Not Forgotten.
Ain't no Goofy movie, ain't no power line. It just, you dead from lightning. Dang, I don't like that.
Yeah, like if there was definite like upside to it, like you're going to be able to run fast as fuck, you know dudes would be out there
in the storm
swinging golf clubs.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, so.
You out here golfing. I see the
you be having some stories, Richie.
Stay yeah. there. I see the golf clubs. How you golf every day? Is it relaxing?
No. Dude, the golf cart, the whole course is shut down. You can't do shit here. So we're still in super quarantine. Plus, they're actually kind of like afraid of me because I'm an outsider. And then, you know, they're all in the they're all in the risk group here.
Okay. So you got a target on your back.
What's that?
You got a target on your back, or your sideburns, or your new cuts. You got a target on them things.
It's a mohawk with a mullet kicker.
It's just a seven. It's called a seven. It's a very popular Hispanic haircut where they shave the side. It's called a seven.
A seven.
Siete.
Yeah.
Like number seven, if you point at it up on the.
Like a number seven. Yeah, that's a seven.
Yeah. Because you keep the hair on the top and keep it on the back and you shave the sides down. Yeah.
I could call it a Mexi mullet. I'd be all right with that.
A Mexi mullet.
If this thing goes until this time next year, I'm going to be the Tiger Prince. I swear to God.
There you go, man. You look like the type, too. You really look like the nigga that would go into that. I don't know why, but yeah, I can see that.
I mean, your lady is a vet, so she could help you actually, like, be really good at it.
Procure some tigers. Dude, watching that documentary, all I could think is that either meth or tigers are amazing.
Yeah.
If straight dudes are willing to take some dick for either one of them.
I mean, if you take a dick, you ain't straight. But, that's just how
they
go.
And I realized they had chicks later, but nah, man, you can't erase that part of life. I mean, it's everywhere now. Y'all was a team. Y'all was a tandem group of three. Y'all was waking up next to each other, tattoos, no shirts on, with the jeans unbuttoned. Oh, y'all niggas sucks.
Especially because you wasted your gayness on that dude or the fucking dude that
I felt bad for the young gay dude because he didn't do nothing with his life. Like, he just went with this guy and then killed himself.
Come on. I'm like, damn. But he killed himself because he was the idiot. So you see why he was sucking dick of a tiger trainer.
He got bamboozled by the most simple riddle on earth.
Man.
That's little dicks. Big dicks. Hey, that's right. That's all it took.
That never works on women. You can't be like, you try to fuck
tonight?
I
didn't even understand the reason of that porno puzzle he would drop. That didn't even make sense to me. I was like, that's how you got him? Oh, these things wanted that.
Yeah, they were already there. They were already there. This was the fucking dude who controlled tigers.
Yeah, I think Joe was also giving himself a lot of credit there. I think he probably gave him that riddle while he was shooting meth in between the dude's toes.
Yeah, there you go. It had to be something influenced because that's a stupid. It wasn't really that shouldn't be the are you gay or not question because that was kind of weird. I was like, I didn't want to know.
Getting out, when do you because how much time is he doing? How much time do you get for conspiracy to murder?
I think he has he's facing up to 22 years, I think.
God, but that's
because they tack all that other shit on.
Yeah, because he had guns, he was popping off and
If Trump lets him out?
Wait, is that real? Crazy. I thought that was his internet trolling. They say Trump made part of
it. He would take a look at it in a press conference.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody asked him what he thought of.
I seen that press comment, but I thought it was like I thought they were joking, and Trump was just like, "Yeah, I'll take a look at it." Damn, if Trump really pardons fucking Joe Exotic.
He's the new Hurricane. Yeah. He's the new, remember that Denzel movie, The Boxer? He's the new Hurricane.
Yep. Like, he's going to be a Bob Dylan song.
There comes the story of the Tiger King. Like, it would be that. It would be.
Yeah, that shit was groovy. Yo, but for real, if he's smart, he should sell the rights to his life and let Will Ferrell play him. And that shit will be amazing.
Boy.
That shit will be amazing. Yeah. If Joe Exotic sold the rights to his life and did the Tiger King movie and like Amy Poehler pays Carol Baskins, y'all can fucking have a hit on your hand.
Yeah, it might be a burner because even the dude, Dr. Cult Man that bone all the chicks that want to work with Tiger, the other guy.
Who the dude, the chicks that change their names?
Yeah, he makes them change their names like wild. Like, who would he be? Yep. That dude was wild. I was like,
I can see
crazy.
I can see. Never mind. I was about to say Vince Vaughn playing him, but Vince Vaughn is a little. He got better shape now, right? Danny Trejo. I mean, that's the
Danny McBride. Yeah.
Danny McBride.
The scene when you first see that guy and he's riding an elephant through the neighborhood. It's like, all right, this is some different shit.
Yeah. They were on some old wow stuff. I'm watching the documentary like, this is nutty, bruh. This is nutty.
It's relieving, though.
What'd you say?
What's that?
I said it's relieving. It lets you know that there are multiple Americas out there.
Yeah.
I'm like, it ain't always just violence. Some niggas just blow a load on gay dudes while raising cats.
Tigers.
Yeah, but also, like, how hard is it to start a cult? If you want it bad enough, like if you just project that enough.
Yeah.
You know, like how many dudes there are that have weird sex farms and shit?
Wow. Yeah. Well, because when I watched it, I was like, yeah, Joe Exotic and the other dude with the ponytail, they had just two separate cults. Because yeah. I was like... The one dude kind of called it like he, it was like a, it looked like it. And then you was like, I don't believe all these people ride with Joe Exotic like that. Oh, he kind of got them twisted in their head too. So it was like, oh, it's just two different like cult leaders.
I think the thing in the cult is you got to know your clientele. You can't go after everybody. You got to go after people who are weak-minded.
The right? Weak-minded. Yeah.
You got to go the weak. Yeah.
Runaways.
Yep. You got to get them.
Shit. I'm trying to back up for this. It's getting loud over there. Sorry about that.
Oh, no, we didn't hear anything.
I hear you.
Oh, okay. The reverse warning was just chiming.
Oh, no. I mean, just from what we've seen, it looks beautiful, though. Got
it looks nice. It looks nice where you at.
Yeah, man. That shit looks... Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. It's not, but yeah. It's weird because it's nice, but it's so heavy. You know what I mean? Like, it's still in such a tough situation. Especially for my girl.
Yeah, man. Especially for you. Really got a mullet back there, Richie. Good for you, bro.
Yeah, really Derek can't let that shit go. But did you have a shag, Derek? Yeah, a shag, Derek.
I got a mohawk now in the bone spot. Get on my level.
Remember when you had the shag, Derek? Yeah, the shag. The Kanye shag.
My shag was dope.
I didn't say it wasn't. Yeah, are you going to bring it back? You think you're going to bring back the shag?
Richie?
No, stoner hair?
No, so Derek had the Kanye shag. You remember?
No, he had the Lando Calrissian.
I had the Lando for a little while, but nah, I ain't bring it back. I'm good. That was it was a fun time in life, but I'm fine.
Dude, there's a picture of me for eternity in Penn's Boathouse. That when you win the big dance, then. You get your picture goes up on the wall like the whole boat. It's the classic oarsman picture where it's like eight guys are holding their oar up, and then there's my guy is in the middle of all them. We won on a Saturday, and I spent the next 2 days getting high up, and there was no practice scheduled, and this dude found me. The team captain found me. I was in the basement of my fraternity, smoking pot with the janitor. And he's ready, let's go. I was like, for what? He's like, boat picture. Like, fuck. I just like splashed water on my face. I had total stoner hair. I had like the bangs that were like split down the middle. Barely opened my eyes, and they took this picture. Dude, I saw it last year. I went back for a 20th reunion, and it's just like, man, that guy is high as fuck. For the rest of time on an Ivy League boathouse wall.
That's good, though. That could be like an album cover.
It could be.
Yeah. Could be. You know, because you're not that no more, so that'd be a pretty good.
I'm psyched about this album. I'm calling it number one album of the year. Just to see if I can't trick some people.
Okay.
But you know the big black dick meme?
No. Oh, the big dude sitting on the bed?
Yeah. I didn't see the whole thing, but I pretty much did. I got
no homo with that shit. You saw that dick.
I didn't see it. They covered it up. It was just a dude like that, but they never showed the dick part. I didn't see the dick.
Why? The dick is the whole thing.
I didn't see it. They showed,
but the dude said like this is hilarious.
It was like, I saw a meme, it was like, hey ladies, you walk into a room to see this guy. And it was the dude, but he didn't show the dick. But they was like, I was like, I guess it's the dude with the dick thing. So yeah, that's all I knew, but I never saw it.
The whole joke is tricking people into looking at that dick. Monroe, explain that dick to this man.
I'm not explaining no dick.
Monroe.
I'm not explaining no dick.
Monroe.
Yeah, sorry,
hey, cut that white shit out with y'all talking about dicks in comparison. You white people love talking about penis. I swear to God.
White people love dicks.
Like fun.
Yo, white people love dicks. Y'all really love dicks.
Do you think Monroe's holding up right now?
Huh?
It's like that container Monroe was just holding up, but uncircumcised. Cold.
Hey, bro. Bro, I was watching Django yesterday.
And I like how
they did it. When they got him was try to snip his nuts and what's his name? Billy was holding dick and balls, trying to cut him open, sounding all weird like he liked it. I was like, white people, they've been liking that since slavery. That's what it was. I think it all happened because y'all had a fascination with the dicks. Yeah. That's all. That's just my, I think y'all just, you know. But anyway, how's the album going? So, number one album of the year.
I like that name, number one.
Basically, we're just putting my dumb white face on that guy and changing up his tattoos. And that's going to be the album cover.
Are you ever going to change his skin color?
But I'm making the number one his dick.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's going to be stupid looking.
Wait, who's doing your album? Who produced your album?
Lucky Dog, Aaron Hodges.
There you go.
Oh, dope.
The way better cut than anybody else gives you.
Yeah?
Yeah, way better cut.
All right, and they do all the promotion and stuff too?
Yeah, I don't know how much promotion he does, but the other companies don't actually do it. They just spend $1,000 that you owe them, and it doesn't move the needle. Because all that really matters is that it's on SiriusXM, right? Yeah. Like, that's how you actually make your money.
Yeah.
The sales are going to come from you selling it directly to your people anyway.
Yeah. No, okay. I feel you. And yours is going to be on SiriusXM as well, right?
Yeah, for sure.
All right. When do you think about dropping it? That way we can plug it.
It's going to be in a month.
All right, so.
Yeah, I don't have a release date yet, which is why I told Derek, I was like, I was going to hit you guys up about being on, you know, coming up to that. So maybe I'll just
Just come back in.
Just come back on.
Just give us the date, because then we'll go back to pre-recorded. I don't want to break the fourth wall, people.
You're really pulling off this glasses inside look, Monroe.
Yo, I think I may do it. I'm sorry, but it's me now, man. I don't give a fuck. That's the one thing this quarantine has definitely made me dude, I'm like, I don't care no more, man. I don't care about shit. I just care about my wife, my friends, my family. That's it. I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
Have you guys gotten along the whole time, or has it gotten tense?
It hasn't really gotten tense. We, you know what I mean? Me and my wife, our arguments are really quick. And you know what I mean? It's like really, like, it's a quick something, and then it's like, my bad.
She hits you, whatever. You hit her back, and she's like, you right.
So we be good. We're good. It's a lot of... Yeah, it's a lot of farting and joking. And the best thing that I think the best thing is that we got two rooms. So, you know what I mean? You got to have space. Yeah.
You got to have that door.
And shit. So, it works. Man.
You ever get in a fight with your girl and you live in a studio apartment?
Dude, that's how murder happened.
Son. It's the worst.
That's how murder happened.
You need something to slam.
But y'all got that view, though, yo.
It's a nice view.
You got a view.
My place? Yeah. No, the place now, way better.
You got another spot? You moved?
Well, for like 2 months before we moved into the one bedroom, we were in a studio downstairs.
Yeah.
And we'd have a fight, and it's like all I could do was move from the bed to the couch. Yeah. But she still got the remote. She's just heckling me. She's heckling me with TV shows.
She put on the Food Network. He's like, I don't want to watch that shit.
She put on my 600-pound life, and I just have to watch some miserable fat bitch on the screen.
Yo, how do you not like that show? That show was hilarious.
Now, the show that I got in, I hated that show because it was depressing, because it was always like, just, you're just gawking at one of them. But Thousand Pound Sisters, though, you know that show?
No.
It's Thousand Pound Sisters. What?
Yeah. It's two sisters in Kentucky. The little one is about 415 pounds. And they find that out because on the first episode, they have to go to get weighed in, and they have to go to a scrapyard to get weighed.
Oh my God!
They had that show in Philly.
They got to use the scale that they weighed whales with. I got you.
Yeah, that's funny.
Like, dude, your life is taking a turn when you got to go to Port Authority to get weighed.
Fuck the frail shit. Up. When my crew come in, they got to use the shit that they went to whales with.
You got to go to the Panama Canal.
Dude, that's wild.
The little one, she's 4'15", and she thinks the reason is because she likes her sodies. And she's good for about 36 sodies a day.
36 as a soda?
Yeah, calls them sodies. Yeah, you know your vernacular changes when you that big.
Sodies? Well,
and Kentucky on top of it.
Yeah.
And KFC?
It'd just be called Queens. If they had the show, if those chicks lived in Philly and they had the show, it'd just be called Queens. And it'd be just dudes trying to fuck them and live off of them.
Living off that disability check.
Yeah, man. Squatters is what I call them. Squatters.
What's the biggest yarn you ever hit?
Squatters, if you will. But yeah, that's dope.
What's the biggest yarn you ever hit?
Who, me?
I never went that big. Even though you want to scratch that off your bucket list. You want to be like, yo.
I did
big
it.
As big as they make them.
Oh, man. Hey, Richie, I remember one. No, mind you, I'm 6'3".
Yeah.
And I was on top of chick. None of my limbs were touching the bed.
That's yo, every time you tell me that story, that shit is hilarious.
I was stuck.
It's called trapped on
one
ice.
One of my limbs was on that bed. Not a hand, not a foot, not a leg. I was
trapped on ice. You just got to spread out.
But why would you get on top?
Because, first of all, she put that big rump in front of me, and the only reason, because I'm never going to regret it, but the only reason she just smelled bad. She didn't clean all the crevasses. So, therefore, it was just, oh no, man! You can't be a big girl and it smell like you fat. Like that's not good.
Give it a number.
Well, no, you'll never really know the number because women's weight is different from guys' weight. It's very different.
You gotta ballpark it though.
Who, me? What's up?
Yeah, ballpark it. How big you think?
Ballpark. She had to be because she was tall too, so she was a big girl. She had to be at least. I'm going to say upwards 350.
I think I can beat it.
What?
You're lying, Richie.
You're lying.
I've never told anybody this story, but it's fucking quarantine. Who cares? When internet dating first happened, I had broken up with the chick that I was living with. And she would go away for like a month at a time. So we just broken up and I was like, ah, fuck it. I want to give this shit a shot. And went on, I think it was Plenty of Fish, but like the web version of it. No,
plenty
apps.
Of sharks. Well, plenty of
orca. I got straight up catfish that it was like pictures of this hot girl, but like video chatting wasn't even an option at the time.
Yeah.
And so it was like all kind of. I got decent people walking past me in the back there. A man in the cargo shorts. Hold on.
I saw it. It was wild.
I saw it. Yeah.
Tucked that shirt in too. Not taking chances.
Mm-hmm.
So we made play. It was like, she's telling me she does everything. She's bisexual. She wants to get DP. Like she wants to go in. So it's like, all right, this is a pussy date coming my way. And we made plans. I live like two blocks from the Bishop's Collar in Philly.
Okay.
We made plans to meet there. Mm-hmm. And I was it was my local. So like I knew all the people there. And Damn. And this monster walked in. It was legit easier to climb over her than to go around her. Like,
oh my God.
Yeah. She was a good 425, I bet. Because
that's a linebacker, yo. That's
big girl.
No, that just impossibly girl. Round. Impossibly. Big old pumpkin head. She walks in, and I was like right by the door with a pint in my hand, talking to two dudes, and she's like, Richie? And I was like, oh, fuck. And these guys looking at me like, how the fuck do you know her? I just put my beer down. Like, I didn't even acknowledge those dudes anymore. I just put my beer down and walked outside. I was like, were we talking online? She's like, yeah, I look a little different than my pictures, huh? Like, yeah, a little bit. Like 300 pounds different.
Dang.
Stunk bitch. And
that's
I was
like,
that's
a catfish sandwich that you got. You got a catfish, fried catfish.
I got the souffle.
You got catfish casserole.
Lasagna. And like, I went outside and I'm like clearly distraught. And she's like, I mean, can I suck your dick? And I was like, yeah, all right. And we walked home. It was uphill. Shit, that poor thing. I mean, she struggled. Luckily, it was on the first floor. She was winded. I mean, like, she was taking a break in the middle of a block fat.
Yeah. But you hit?
Huh?
You hit?
Hey. Well, we came back. Luckily, I had a first floor apartment, so we didn't have to take any stairs. And it just got on the futon. And she went down. She took a hard knee getting down.
Oh, wow. You just heard the ground. Just
oh, wow. Oh, yeah. No.
Just had to look away. Just I mean, she gobbled it up. She gobbled it up. Like, yeah. And she,
that's hilarious.
She had like a tights on, and she's like, I mean, you want to know? She's like, she couldn't even look back at her own ass, and she's like, I mean, all right. I legit don't know if I hit pussy. I legit don't know. Like,
damn. God damn.
Yeah. And she went to the bathroom, and she left, like, she took off something just to leave it. And then she, like, hit me on the app the next day, like, hey, I need to come back. I think I lost the bracelet. And I was like, no, I threw that out.
You said you threw it out? He was like, I tossed it.
And the bracelet looked like a necklace in this motherfucker.
It was like, I tossed that shit. I sold it.
No.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. Never told anybody that story. Yeah.
That's well, great. You got it here. The debut of that story on No Need for Apologies. Yo, how
and
long
I don't
has
apologize.
It? You don't apologize.
Any point storm.
Dylan. Sorry, just got to check in. How much time do we have?
I was about to say, that's about an hour right there.
That was perfect.
That was a perfect episode.
Perfect ending. That thing was great. Richie Reddick, president, bro. That was great.
That was great. Malt and all.
Yo. Oh, my God.
Oh, man, that made me laugh. Richie, what you got to plug, man? Tell them about what you got coming.
Yeah, check out my podcast. It's called We Don't Deserve Dogs. It's I do it with my veterinarian girlfriend. People talking about it's comedians talking about their pets. It's surprisingly funny. You learn all kinds of stupid shit about animals and stuff. Gotta get you guys on that.
Wait, you changed the name? Because we was on I was on one of them, but it wasn't called.
Yeah, it used to be called Pets and Punchlines. We changed networks, and it's doing way better. We're getting way more downloads.
Dope.
Yeah, We Don't Deserve Dogs, and pretty soon, Richie Redding, number one album of the year, is going to be coming out. And until then, I'll be taking care of old people in Florida, baby.
Word.
Good. Y'all, you know what it is.
I love seeing you guys, and it means a lot just to be able to connect like this, because it's important, man.
Yeah.
Love you, bro.
Yeah. Love you too, man. Yeah, no, it is.
That made me laugh. Oh,
that God. Shit is hilarious. I'm like, I was crying. I was like, God damn. I wanted to know more. I wanted to know more because I know it wasn't just edited out. Like, usually when it's something, like, you know, you went all in. You know, you was like, well, fuck it. I'm already here.
Oh, I came twice.
I knew it.
End it, nigga. Cut it right now.
No, I'm not fucking a spam sandwich until I'm. If I eat spam, I'm going to eat till I'm full, man.
No.
Why do you avoid a spam? Eating the whole damn ham.
He said, I can't try.
Oh, my God. Y'all, make sure y'all listen to No Need for Apologies on Gas Digital Network, iTunes, and all the places that you listen to podcasts. Go to our YouTube page, watch the videos, and just keep supporting us, man. That's all I got to say.
Hey, nobody's going to hear that story, right?
Oh, they definitely will.
All right.
I trusted you guys.
I trusted you guys. Yeah, that's a part.
I love you guys.
All right, man.
Thank you.
We'll see you soon. Stay well out there. I'm Derek Gaines. You can find me at Great Boy on Instagram.
Bro. All right, stay up.
No, do your thing. All right. Mumbro Martin, I'm out.